Oh, have you made a mistake by taking the photograph this morning, by uploading it, by possibly taking it in the wrong place? Let's get to the bottom of this with Wayne Danner from WayneDanner.com. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It's the big day, or one of a few big days coming up for families with the youngsters going back to school. And this flurry to show your child off on social media, that could be a mistake.
It's certainly the start of many people returning to school, maybe many children going off to secondary school for the first time, starting nursery school or primary school for the first time, getting into that uniform, and we're starting to see more and more pictures making their way onto social media. Now, I have been guilty of this in the past. I think many people have been guilty of this in the past, where we want to show off that new uniform. We want to be proud of our children going on to the next stage in their journey in their life. We want to share that picture with family and friends. But posting it on social media, a couple of things just for parents just to think about. The privacy settings are obviously important, but also remembering that the image itself contains a lot of personal information. And if you didn't have the privacy settings set the right way, then that image could end up on another website, or that image could be saved and maybe could be used to cyberbully that young person in the future.
It is very worrying. First of all, the point you make about it going to another website. You have a photograph of a little innocent child heading off to school today, and by tonight that photograph could be on a website where unsavory characters are linking that child to other images on the website.
Yeah, that's of course a major concern and a risk that many parents need to be aware of. There will be individuals who will be scanning, trawling social media, looking for images of children and young people. And what they do is they take those images and they might share those images on private forums. They might share those images in the dark web. So parents really aren't fully aware of where those images of their children and young people can end up. So it is important to be very, very careful when you post or you share any image online, because you don't know what website it's going to end up on and who's going to have access to that image in the future.
And when you talk about the bullying, little Joe or Josephine, mommy's, daddy's very proud, and there's a lovely, happy family photograph. But they go into school, and some, you know, I don't know how best to describe kids who are prone to bullying, but some, I don't want to use the wrong term, but unpleasant, I think, is acceptable. Mm. Some unpleasant person in the school starts to, what traditionally would have been described years ago as scoff you because of maybe the way your hair's cut. And, you know, when we got scoffed at school because of a haircut, you know, it lasted a day and that was it. But if you start getting slagged online because of the way your mum has her arm around you or whatever, it can be very hurtful for a vulnerable child.
And those are great points. And the fact that, you know, whenever we were going through school, secondary school, there was no internet, there was no social media. So you're right. Whenever you got maybe an offhand remark or a comment that some person made about your hair, maybe your blazer, maybe something you were wearing, it was kind of gone after 15 or 20 minutes and people forgot about it and they kind of moved on with their day. The problem now with social media and the internet is the fact that the image could be saved. The image can also be adapted, where it can be created into a meme. And that meme can be circulated on other social media platforms, Instagram, for example, and that can have real implications for that young person. It can impact their mental health and their well-being. So I think it's important for, again, to be aware of the images that you're uploading and sharing online, that people can take them and use them. But also, you know, again, urging parents to, you know, have those conversations with children around misuse of social media and not to be using social media and the internet in that way, because it could be very harmful and can be very hurtful.
Are we spoiling life for young parents and their children by being as cautious as you and I? I'm very middle-aged, you're sort of junior middle-aged, Wayne. Are we spoiling life for young families who think we are Neanderthals?
No, I don't think we are. I think, you know, you've heard these stories many times before. You know, we've chatted on your program about different risks and issues relating to the internet and social media. It's well documented, Frank. You know, many organizations come across this on a regular basis. Law enforcement come across this on a regular basis. And I'm not saying that, you know, parents shouldn't post anything online. I'm going back to that point that I made at the start about making sure that those privacy settings are set up the right way. And if you do want to share images of your children going back to school, maybe set up a private group so that only people within that private group can have access to those images, like a closed WhatsApp group or even a closed Messenger group, so that you're not actually posting that publicly. Because the reality of it is people don't actually check their Facebook privacy settings. And much of this content is going out public, on the public feed, which means that people can, if they come across your profile, see your public feed if you haven't specifically changed that to friends only within that privacy setting, or you haven't set up that little closed group for family and friends. Because I know it can be difficult, you know, if you've got family members all over the world. Facebook and other platforms, for that matter, are a great way to keep people up to date and informed. But again, going back to that privacy settings that we've talked about many times on your program is so important for parents to get their head around.
Yeah, complacency can be a real enemy. I have to say, I was on Facebook at the very beginning. I haven't been on Facebook for years now, literally for years. There's still a presence that, you know, my name is on Facebook. People are forever asking me to be their friend on Facebook. I wouldn't even, I'm not being dishonest when I say this, I'm not sure how to get onto my own Facebook page. That's where I am with Facebook. I'm a great fan of Twitter and I'm on it every day, but I've just lost my way with Facebook. So for people who would be heavily into social media and Facebook would be their tool, what is the best way to ensure that the privacy settings are such that I'm not seeing your photographs?
Sure. Facebook, to be fair to Facebook, and credit where credit's due, many of the social media platforms have been getting better at this. Now, there's still work to be done, but they have been making it a lot easier for people to be able to log into their profile and actually take what's called a privacy setting review and look at the privacy settings that you've currently set up on your account, and then they'll take you through the options on how you can increase your privacy settings. But for Facebook users out there, it's very simple. Just click on your profile, go into your settings, and there's an option for privacy and security. Click on that, and that will take you into the area where you can adjust those privacy settings. You can also do it from your status update. If you are uploading a photograph, before you click the post button, it does give you a little option just to say, who do you want to share this picture with? Is it family and friends, friends only, or public is actually one of the options. And by default, it could be just set to public, which means that picture is going out publicly and anybody's seeing it. So again, it's being aware of that image and that it can be saved in the future. And going back and just, when you hear this interview today, taking a look at your privacy settings. It takes 30 seconds to do, but it can save you a lot of hassle and a lot of headache in the long run.
One final question to you now that I have you, Wayne, from a personal perspective. I would get at least 20 emails a day from people who want to be my friend on Facebook. And as I say, I'm not on Facebook. Technically, I am because there's a presence there, but I never subscribe to it. I never upload anything. So how do I stop those emails?
Well, the interesting thing about Facebook is it's actually quite difficult to delete your account. So even if you have an account currently that's active, you haven't used it in a while, you're still going to be getting those requests from Facebook. I know scenarios where people have actually deactivated their account and deleted their account, and they still get emails from a period of time. Because Facebook is built in a way that it wants people to come back onto the platform. It does give people the opportunity to deactivate the profile. It does give people the opportunity to delete the profile, but it's working under the pretense that, you know, you're going to miss out on something, and this is how everybody keeps in touch with each other and communicates. So people are going to come back around. So it takes them some time before they actually completely delete your profile from the servers. I think somebody said to me up to 3 years it takes before that profile completely becomes deleted. So again, you can go back into your privacy settings, you can tweak the email notifications, you can turn those off so that you're not getting those emails on a regular basis. So if you jump into the privacy settings, click on your email notifications and disable the email notification, you'll no longer get them. But just on that point of friend requests, it is important for people to be careful before they accept a friend request from somebody. People get caught up in having loads of followers and loads of friends and LinkedIn and Twitter and all of these platforms. Be very careful before you click the accept button, because once you accept that person as a friend or a connection, you give them access to your digital world. And you want to make sure, as you mentioned earlier on, it's not an unsavory character. It's not somebody who you wouldn't want to be connected with. It is somebody that you know and you trust in the real world, and I think that's really important.
That's good advice, Wayne. Thank you very much indeed. Wayne Denner from WayneDenner.com.